views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Hey, good afternoon and hello everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined me today. What just incredible, incredible weather that we are having here in upstate New York. It's kind of wacky, actually. It's going to be almost like up to 60 degrees tomorrow, and we're in December. Certainly does not feel like December, but you know what? If we can delay that white stuff for a little longer, it is fine with me. I hope that you all are doing well and happy and finding peace in this very, very hectic and busy season, but also being very good to yourselves and nourishing yourselves as well. I love this time of year. It's interesting. I was talking with a woman the other day as I was checking out of a store, and I said, how's your day going? And she said, I love this time of year. And I said, really? And her response was, because people are a little bit nicer. And it really caught me off guard because, you know, you think about all that hustle and bustle and just everything going on and people rushing and, you know, wanting to have what they, need in that moment. And I always think about more impatience from people. And I thought to myself, you know, it's amazing to me that it always takes a holiday, especially, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, this time of year to kind of bring that out in someone. But, you know, maybe just consider slowing down and, you know, taking that nice energy, that positive energy, and extending that into your everyday life, not only this time of year, but every day. So, thank you for sharing all of your brilliant energy with me each week. We're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit, and I'm so glad that you are on this journey with me. I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, you know, we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. I'm excited because last night, I just did my very first webinar about spirit guides. It went fantastic. I had a ton of fun and got some wonderful, wonderful feedback from my participants. I've got a few more webinars that are coming up, actually, and you still have time to sign up for those if you're interested. You know, the new year is all about, you know, growth and I think improving ourselves. And what better way to start that new year than considering trying one of these webinars? January 13th, I have Working with Your Gut Instincts. February 3rd, Connecting in with Our Past Lives. And February 24th, Automatic Writing and Divine Guidance. What's going to be great about these webinars is that you can do this from the comfort of your own home, your office. You can log in via your computer or dial in by the phone. And what's fantastic is if you want to just sit and listen, absorb everything, you can do that. If you want to jump on and participate, you can do that as well. But it's about pushing yourself and it's about learning how to grow with Spirit and figuring out what adventures that you can get into. So give some thought to those. You can check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com and you can find more information about all of those webinars. And also, if you're interested in scheduling a private reading with me for an in-person reading in my upstate New York office or also something over the phone, I read for clients all over the United States and internationally. You can find all of that information there. I'm excited. Today, we've got a fantastic show lined up. We're going to be talking about mediumship and children, something that's very near and dear to my heart. And, you know, mediumship is one of those things that really can show up at any age in an individual. And, you know, finding children that are in tune and that are sensitive to this type of work is very, very common. So we're going to be talking a lot today about that process. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it was like growing up with these abilities. I'm going to share with you some stuff about the parents that I work with. I see a lot of kids in my practice that, you know, have these abilities and don't know what to do with them. We'll talk about some tools that children can set boundaries and parameters with how they're working with spirit, and even some techniques that you as an adult can use to become more sensitive and aware of your own abilities and connect in with that other side. So I'm excited, and we're going to have some fun with all of this. So I want you to get comfy and stay with me for the next hour. We're going to have a great time, and I'm hoping that you will also open up those minds to this fantastic topic. We've got great callers that call into the show, and I wanted to remind you all again that number if you'd like to reach us today. So this is where you grab your pen and paper. You can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And I'm going to be wearing my mediumship hat today. So if you are interested in getting a mini reading with me, I'd love to tune into one of your spirit guides or one of your loved ones on the other side. Or, you know, if you've got some questions, maybe you've got a little person, a child in your life that is starting to show some of these abilities and you want to, you know, figure out how you can help, call me. I'd love to talk with you a little bit about that and offer some suggestions and some guidance to support this wonderful, wonderful gift. And if you are interested in following along with today's show, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for more information. And again, that number, if you want to call in, is 800-930-2819. So as I was mentioning a few moments ago, mediumship, which is the ability that a living individual is able to communicate and tap into a higher source, and whether that's a divine source, a creator of your own understanding, whether it's one of our loved ones who've passed away from our human plane and into the other side, heaven, the summerland, our spirit guides, any vibration, any being that is on that divine plane, a medium is basically the go-between between the humans and those spirits. And mediumship, as I mentioned, is really one of these abilities that can show up at within any age of an individual. And it's not uncommon at all to have kids that are able to see, you know, those in which we can't, a lot of people can't see. I've heard wonderful stories with people who have infants and small children that begin to track things with their eyes that are way, way above us. And you know, you're wondering, geez, what are they looking at? Or children that aren't verbal yet that are pointing to things, smiling at things, playing. I get lots of those stories about people's children's toys going off for no apparent reason and wondering, okay, you know, who's there and working with us. And of course, my favorite is when I have parents tell me about that they have photographs of their loved ones at home, that people that are deceased, and, you know, children going up and saying, oh, you know, so-and-so comes to visit me, or, oh, that's, you know, Uncle John. And what's great about it is that child has absolutely no frame of reference of knowing who that person is, how they're connected, yet they have this sudden awareness of it. So today we're going to talk all about mediumship in children and give you also some techniques that you can even, you know, work with yourself and to open yourself back up. Our loved ones on the other side want nothing more than to touch in with us, to talk with us each and every day. And, you know, we're not pestering them. We're not bothering them at all. But they want to prove to us that continuation of life. They want us to know that when we transition from this side and we go to the other side, that life continues, that we are thriving, that we're growing, that we're at peace, we're healed, that we're doing so, so well. And, you know, a lot of clients will say to me, well, geez, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to pester them. You know, most of the time our loved ones are with us, whether we recognize it or realize it. But I think one of the most important things that I always tell people is that you are in control. You have so easily, just by being open, you can learn tools to turn that on, to be present and to make that connection. A huge portion of my day-to-day job is I work with children. And it's something that for me is very, very near and dear to my heart. As you, if you follow along with the show, you've heard me mention before, I have two of my own little kiddos that are 6 and 8. And both of them at different ages, stages and ages in their lives have shown different abilities connecting with spirits, whether it's been visually telling my husband and I something that, you know, there's no way that they should know, sharing information with us. We used to joke, I used to joke and call my daughter actually a little Long Island medium that, you know, times taking her into the supermarket with me and loudly proclaiming that she could see someone's loved one, you know, a stranger that we didn't know as they were walking by us. So, you know, with kids, it is always a challenge to explain to them boundaries, and not everybody believes in what we do and believes in all of this. But it's also letting them know that there is that continuation of life. I think one of the things that I'm most proud about with my kiddos when I talk about this work is I feel like they have such a healthy understanding of death and dying in a way that it's not necessarily anything that you need to fear, but knowing that when that spirit, that soul transitions to the other side, that loved one is still with us, is still walking with us, looking out for us, and keeping our best interest always at heart. So, you know, when I work with parents and children, it's a variety of topics that come in that we discuss and that we talk about, from, you know, children that are sensing and seeing things and excited about it, children that can be very frightened about it, and oftentimes children that lose loved ones, whether they're parents, siblings, grandparents, significant people in their lives. And, you know, parents sometimes can just be uncertain, you know, what do I tell them? How do I deal with all of this? If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about mediumship and children. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for my latest posting. And we'll also have an archive of today's show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, after today's show as well. We are just getting into talking about mediumship and children today, something near and dear to my heart. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'll be taking callers for some mini readings and also to answer any questions that you may have regarding our topic. And you can always give me a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So we were just chatting a little bit about, mediumship and children, and I love the work that I get to do with children specifically, and it's something, as I mentioned, that's, you know, very near and dear to my heart because of my own and my journey with mediumship. A huge portion of my work with children is really about empowering them and giving them tools to not fear any of this and to realize that, you know, this is something that is very, very normal, and that there are way more people out there that sense and feel these connections with spirit and with the other side. But we're told, no, that doesn't exist. Don't believe in this. Stop that. And so we shut these parts of us down. And so my job really is I try to help kids to understand what they are sensing. And not only that, but remind them that they are always in control. They're in charge of all of this as well. One of the things with them is it's empowering. And I think even as adults, one of the comments that I always hear from my students when they're working on developing their mediumship is, I don't want to see anything that's going to scare me. I don't want to see anything that's going to creep me out. And one of the great things is that when you're in this developmental stage and that you're learning, the last thing that a spirit ever wants to do is to scare you, to spook you, because they want to bridge that connection. They want to help you grow, help you learn. And so one of the things that I often remind with children is that these loved ones think that you are so amazing and so brilliant, and they want to reach out to you and they want to open that connection up. They want to open that door so that you guys can communicate, that you can talk, that you can connect on this higher level. And so it's reminding them that at any point, they are always in control. And whether it's saying, no, not now, leave me alone, whether it's, reminding them they're in charge of, like, talk a little louder, or I don't want to see you, I only want to hear you, whatever it is, it's always making statements. It's not asking questions, but it's reminding, it's remembering and reminding yourself that you're kind of that vessel that's being used. You're the one in the driver's seat. So, you know, spirits they're going to play by your rules because they want to make that connection. It's also, I oftentimes, you know, in helping them to understand that this can be normal, helping them understand that there are responsibilities to this gift. And, you know, I can't imagine my life without these abilities and doing what I do. And, you know, I have moments with my kids where, there's things that in time that have startled them. They've said things that I'll say, well, how do you know that? Or where did that come from? And they have no awareness why. But it's always making them understand that, you know, again, there are people out there that, you know, are not enlightened yet, we'll say, and don't believe in this. So it's helping them to understand that this is something that can be a wonderful, wonderful experience, but we also need to be respectful of other people, understanding that there's nothing to fear within this at all, understanding that everything that we receive from spirit, it's important to bring that to a place of love, of joy, and understanding boundaries and parameters. So, for example, and I use this with my adults as well, you would never, ever, ever let a spirit, or well, I should say, let me start with this. You would never, ever, ever let me waltz into your bedroom at 3 a.m., plop down on your bed and wake you up, right? Right. So you should not let a spirit do that either. So it's about setting boundaries and parameters. In the Ballard household, we have a few rules. So I always ask spirits, stay out of my bedrooms, stay out of our bathrooms, and you got to leave my kiddos and my dogs alone. We have a pretty tight ship in our house. We don't have a lot of spirits that wander in and out. Most of the spirits that are in our home are the guides that belong to us and a few of our loved ones. But, you know, it's one of those things that I'm always, especially my son, who's been starting to visually see a lot more, whether they've been orbs or apparitions, and starting to audibly hear a lot more. One of the things that I'm always reminding him is if you don't like it, you tell them not now. You tell them, no, go away. I need to go to bed. Leave me alone. And it's a sense of empowering. One of the things with kiddos in particular that I like to do is I like to empower them with some sage. And I'll post a picture actually on my website, on my Facebook page at our next break of a couple options of sage. But smudging is a wonderful, wonderful way of like purifying the energy. So if you are in an environment where there's a lot of fear, for example, whether you're using, and we use smokeless sage in our house. So whether I, you know, give my son a bottle of smokeless sage and let him, you know, spray that around and help him to feel empowered that, you know, he is in control and he's feeling safe and sound from that, that oftentimes will give them a peace of mind of knowing like, okay, we're moving out the bad stuff. We're moving out anything that is fear-based. And of course, with children, you're always dealing with imaginations a little bit as well. So, you know, whether they're seeing or perceiving something a little bit more frightening than it really is, you know, giving them tools to help empower them is always strong. But one of the things that I always stress is really setting those boundaries, setting those parameters, standing up and saying, leave me alone. Or when I open my eyes back up, you are gone. You know, very strong and assertive things to let them know that they are in control and they do have that sense of strength. So it's interesting because my story, growing up with this work that I did, it's kind of nutty, I suppose. I had my very first experience that I can recall clearly when I was about 8 years old. And I grew up in a very small farming community out in western New York, out near Buffalo. And what I would say is a pretty conservative Catholic family. My grandmother's or my mom's side of the family, unbeknownst to me, is where the mediumship and all of those wiggle in from at that time. And I was, a precarious 8-year-old. I was getting into some mischief in my father's home office, and I felt that somebody was watching me. And when I turned around, I expected to see my mom or my dad there and probably about to get into trouble. And I ended up seeing my father's mom, who had passed when I was 3, kind of looking at me with a little bit of a scowl on her face, wagging her finger at me. And that I was shocked. I knew that there was absolutely no way that I should be seeing her. And she was, you know, human height. She was fairly transparent, but she was also close enough that I could make out details of her face. I could make out details of the clothing that she had on. Very, very specific things that I could see her with my physical eyes looking at her, looking at me. Well, and this will tell you how long ago this was. I was getting into a typewriter. I slammed the top down on that typewriter and I booked out of my father's home office as fast as my little legs could carry me, right through her, ran up the stairs, and was just absolutely, completely, really terrified of what I experienced and what I saw. So a couple days had gone by, and I was getting together with my mom's mom, which is where the mediumship comes in. And we had a very, very close relationship my entire life. And so we were sitting down watching one of her typical afternoon stories. And during a commercial break, I asked her if I could talk to her about something. And of course, she said yes. And when I started to explain to her this experience, and that I, you know, I saw my dad's mom, and I was expecting her to tell me that my mind was running away with itself and I was being all wacky and nutty and everything in between. And instead, she got the cutest little smirk on her face. And when I stopped talking, she looked at me and said, "Well, why wouldn't you see her? She's always around you." And that really was the beginning of this relationship of her being my first teacher, my first mentor, and really kind of shifting this relationship we had as grandparent and grandchild. And it blows my mind because I think about my son, who's 8, you know, will be turning 9, is now the same age that I was when I had my first experience. So it's kind of wild to see all of that, you know, shifting and shaping. But you know, that seemed to kind of open this doorway for me, that seemed to open this adventure for me with spirits. So it for many, many years, it was like leading a double life, because this wasn't something that my father was comfortable with at all. So these weren't conversations that we could discuss at home. So it was something that was between my grandmother and I. And we did all sorts of exercises that we would have moments where I'd be over visiting with her and she'd say, "Okay, now there's a cat that's in the room, and look over towards the piano, and on the floor by the left leg, you should be able to see an outline of a cat." And lo and behold, after a little bit of time, I could start to see a silhouette of a cat. Or we'd be sitting there watching one of her stories or The Price is Right, and all of a sudden you'd smell roses come into the room, and she'd look up and she said, "Oh, well, thank you, Bill," who was her husband, who also passed when I was 3. And I'd look at her and she said, "Oh, well, your grandfather just brought me roses." And this was just a normal part of her life and her connection. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, our phone lines are open, 800-930-2819. We're going to chat all about mediumship in children, and I love wearing my mediumship hat as well, so give me a call. I'd love to talk with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
And
enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed, to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website for an archive of today's show and also my recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show. And my website, for those of you that might be wondering what it is reflectiveharmony.com. And you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I'm also going to be having that mediumship hat on today. I'd love for you to give me a call. I absolutely adore connecting in with people. People's loved ones and their guides on the other side. And you can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And you know what? If you've got questions, if you've got some thoughts or something you'd like to share about mediumship children, our topic for today, give me a call. I'd love to chat with you and to kind of hear about your journey and if there's any way that I can help. So as I was, before we took our break, I was talking to you a little bit about my journey and my experience, as a child and developing my mediumship. And as I was saying with my grandmother, you know, we had all these just incredible, incredible experiences of, you know, starting to see things and silhouettes and starting to smell different things. And, you know, eventually over time and several years of practice, mind you, and this is always why I feel like where my story gets really good. My grandmother, for years and years and years, was a very, very successful Avon lady. And oftentimes in the summer when I would spend the night and spend a few days with her, one of the things that would happen is when she would have her Avon customers, these little old ladies, they would come over and either drop off an order or pick an order up. I often did practice readings on some of her friends. So I started out reading for little old ladies picking up their Avons Skin So Soft orders. But it was the best way to start because they were open to what my grandmother did. They were open to all of these pieces. And it was probably one of the best experiences to do all of this. And, you know, it's always fascinating to me because it really wasn't until I came out to the upstate New York area to go to college that I really felt like a part of me could kind of come out of that mediumistic, that intuitive closet and really embrace who I really was. And it was such a refreshing experience for me because I started to connect in with more people, whether they were people that I met in college, different adults that believed in this and this was part of their normal. And it was a very, very comforting experience to be around like-minded people and to really be able to continue to embrace all of this. I had absolutely no idea that I would ever do mediumship as a career. And, you know, it's hard for me now to imagine doing anything but that. But it's really something that I think, you know, to be able to serve spirit in a way that you can bridge that connection between this side and the other side and letting people know that there's so much more to life out there than just what we have in front of us, I think is one of the best gifts that you can be able to share with someone and give someone. So one of the ways that when I'm working with children, so as I mentioned earlier in the show, I work with children very, very regularly. And oftentimes I have parents who bring children to me because they're showing these abilities and you know, they're not certain what to do with them, how to explain them. They don't want to tell them that something isn't real, but it's how do I explain this? How do I say this? How do I let them know that all of this is okay? How do I make this so that this isn't scary for them to experience? And it's really something that has become very near and dear to my heart. So oftentimes, one of the things that I start to work with children, we have a few kind of basic things that I do with them. One we talk about first and foremost is gaining like that control. So we talk a lot about prayer and meditation. And if you've listened to the show before, you know that I'm a big person on meditation and prayer. And what that does is it allows you to kind of focus in on your guides, your loved ones, a creator of your own understanding to bring in that divine positive energy. And even if it's something where you're just quietly saying to yourself, fill me with love, I'm safe and protected, you know, whatever it is, help me, you know, whatever you want to put out there, prayer, meditation, quieting yourself, bringing in that is key and one of the easiest ways to kind of start. And, you know, you can make prayers and meditation very, very simple. It doesn't have to be something where you're sitting down and oming and zenning out per se, but it's quieting yourself and finding that quiet space within. I talk a lot to kids about smudging. And when we do smudging, smudging is a Native American ritual in which Native Americans believe that the white sage, the essence from the white sage, when it is expressed out into the atmosphere, that it grabs a hold of negative, icky, gooky, yucky energy, and it transmutes it back to positive, divine, loving energy. So whether you have, let's say, maybe some real negative people around you, maybe somebody got into an argument, anything that in a space doesn't make you feel good, you can take that sage and we use an odorless sage, a smokeless sage that's in a bottle. So we don't play with fire. but with that, what you're doing is you are spraying the inside and outsides of your doorways and in the corners of every room. You can smudge over your beds, chairs, desks, furniture. You can smudge yourself. You can't over smudge it all. But one of the things that I love to do with kids, especially because most children always are telling, well, I see them in my bedroom and I don't like going in my bedroom, or I go into my playroom and I see them in the playroom. So one of the things that I always like to do is I like to arm them with some sage, and it gives them something that they feel empowered with. It's making sacred space, making peaceful space is all intention-based. So everything that we're doing, if in your mind or out loud you were saying, I make this space into divine energy, into perfection, that's what you're doing because you're putting a very strong statement out there. However, with kids, it's harder to have that belief and that understanding that that's what we're doing. So smudging is a great tool to give them to feel literally empowered. So, you know, whether it's walking with them and saying, okay, go around the door frame, the inside and outside, all the corners, over on the couch, over on your bed, spray your toys, spray your sister, spray your dog, obviously not in people's faces. It gives them a chance to feel empowered, like they're cleaning up that energy. And then the other piece that we move into basically is a combination of basic communication and beginning psychometry. So when I talk about basic communication, one of the things, and each child is different, mind you, but one of the things that I'll bring up to them is, okay, how, first and foremost, are you seeing these spirits? Are you seeing them using what we call mental mediumship, which is seeing in your mind's eye or hearing in your mind's ears? Or are you using physical mediumship, which is where you're seeing with your physical ears and your physical eyes? All physical mediums also use mental mediumship. So you start to learn everything kind of in your mind. And not every medium sees physically, but, you know, it is a nice little talent if you are able to do it. However, I do notice with a lot of children that that's kind of the territory that they start out with, that's the area where they start out with. So if a child is hearing, for example, or seeing, for example, and it's basic communication, who are you? Why are you here? How are you doing? What do you want me to know? Do you have any messages for me? And you know, it's almost like interviewing, that if you were meeting a new friend, what would you ask a new friend in that sense? And it's also reminding that when you are done with that communication, when you're tired, if it's not a good time, if it's, you know, bedtime and you want to head back to sleep, it's also reminding them that they have that strength, that empowerment to say, you know, leave me alone right now. I want to go to bed. Or now is not a good time. I need you to back off. And those are very, very important things to also understand. One of the other pieces too, as I mentioned, is psychometry. And we've got to take a break in just a moment, but, and I'll get into psychometry a little bit more as we get into the break in that sense. But, you know, one of the things is always, again, that sense of empowerment. Well, if you're interested, as I said, we got to take a quick break. If you're interested in connecting in with me more in a private setting, you can find me online at reflectiveharmony.com. You can find all sorts of information about scheduling private readings, classes, workshops, webinars. When we return, we're going to continue talking about mediumship in children. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hey, we're back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. We have some time left for callers. So if you do want to give me a call, you can reach me at 800-930-2819. I'd love an opportunity to connect you in with someone special to you who's on the other side. And as always, if you'd like to contact me for more information about my services or to book an appointment, for a reading, you can go to my website, reflectiveharmony.com. All the information you need, you can find there. And you can also sign up for my monthly newsletter on my website as well. So as I was, before we took our break, I was mentioning about, you know, different ways that I work with kids and the tools that I use to help empowering them, you know, with developing their mediumship and these pieces. So psychometry is one of the last pieces that I will talk about. And psychometry is a little bit more of a challenging tool, but I find that children get psychometry much, much easier than adults do, actually. Psychometry is a process in which we tune into the energy of an object. Everything and anything has energy attached to it. So from your car keys to a photograph, to a piece of jewelry, a cell phone, you name it, everything has energy attached to it. And so it's the ability to take that object and to tune into the energy connected with it to receive information. One of the ways that I work with psychometry is by someone's voice vibration. So it doesn't matter what they say, as long as I can hear the sound of their voice, that's a way for me to open up that door, to open up that information and to see, you know, what kind of, what I can pick up and what I can get from spirit. So one of the first tools that I'll often do is I will work with a child to hold an object. So a lot of times a piece of jewelry, so like a watch or ring, a bracelet, something that only one person has owned, and taking that object, putting it in their hands. I always say, let that object fit like a glove. So whether it's sitting in the palm of your hand, whether you're looking at it, holding it over your heart, whatever. What happens is as your energy connects in with the energy of that object, what should happen to you is you should be able to get insights. You should be able to get messages, images, words, thoughts, feelings, emotions, you name it. You should be able to get information from that. So when you've been able to kind of master getting something about an individual, you can also branch out into photographs. And so whether it's a photograph of somebody who's living, a photograph of somebody who's deceased, you can sync up your energy with that image and also do the same exact thing. when we listen to voices to tune in with people, it's that I think has the most powerful vibration of everything that you could tune into. And it does take a little bit of practice and a little bit of confidence to tune into voices and to tune into those components. But I think that when we do that, one of the things that it helps us to do in that sense is to really be aware and to realize that, you know, it's endless what we can tune into and what we can receive and what we can get. So, you know, when I'm teaching a child, you know, to work with these tools in that sense, you know, part of all of this, again, is setting the boundaries and parameters. And, you know, I always feel like I sound like a broken record in that. But it's, you know, making sure that they are always feeling in control, in charge, and really understanding that this doesn't have to be anything that you need to be afraid of. This doesn't have to be anything that you need to fear. So, you know, whether it's using the smudging tools, having supportive adults, you know, where you know, you're asking your child questions like, well, what did you experience? How did you feel? Oh, that's great. You know, giving supportive answers and information. And of course, reminding the child that, you know, they can put out affirmations and statements out there that help them to feel in control. And, you know, there's even techniques that, you know, you can use all of these things as well to help you to become more sensitive and aware of your own abilities. Most, I've yet to meet a child that hasn't come into this world with that ability to tune into something bigger than all of us. And I think that a lot of times it's a circumstance or oftentimes a person that tells them to stop believing, and they do. So when I work with adults and when I work with even teenagers, I see my role as just somebody who basically is helping you to open that door back up. And a lot of times, for whatever reason, we slam it closed. And if there's a way that I can help you turn the door handle, squeak it open, or throw that door wide open, that's really my job and the work that I'm supposed to do. So oftentimes, same with children, you know, starting in that place of quieting your mind, starting in that place of meditation, of prayer, listening to those, to your intuition, to listening to those gut instincts that we have, you know, when something doesn't feel right, when something feels off, well, what is it? You know, are you able to run down, you know, questions within yourself? You know, if it's something that you can't quite put your finger on, can you at least write down and explain how that feeling is, how long that you felt it? Were you anxious? Were you angry? Were you uncertain? You know, what were those feelings, those intuitive instincts that you were feeling? What you can also take note to, what are you catching with where your visual, where your eyes are concerned? Are you ever catching movement out of the corner of your eye in your peripheral vision when you're doing something that, you know, not looking for spirits, not necessarily paying attention and then starting to see something? I often will say to people that, you know, our loved ones, they take baby steps with us. So, you know, you're not going to just, you know, walk down the hall and boom, there's a person staring at you. But what's going to happen is they're going to kind of temperature gauge you a little bit. They're going to see, you know, how does this feel? So for instance, if they, you know, if you're sitting watching television and in your peripheral vision, something, whether it's a flash of light, movement, something catches your eye, you turn and look, nothing's there, but you turn back again and you see it in your peripheral vision. Oftentimes spirits will begin to do that to kind of gauge how do you feel, how are you, how comfortable are you with all of this? And in time, you might see more of an apparition. It's even entirely possible that you may actually see the person in time. It's all going to depend on what you want, what's comfy for you, and what works for you in that sense. On the flip side of that, that also works with hearing. So a lot of times people will say, Kelly, you know, I heard my name called. There was no one else in my house. I heard whistling. I heard knocking. I heard rapping. You know, spirits also like to use our physical ears to try to get our attention, to try to bring things through to all of us. So those are also important pieces to pay attention of as well. I always tell people document things too, because it's good to see, you know, if you found for a week straight that, you know, between 5 and 7 p.m. you were catching visual phenomena, jot it down. It helps you to see like what you've been experiencing for how long, what's been consistent, what was different, and helps you to be able to debunk things and also see what was real and what was legitimately happening. And of course, it's always using asking, you know, asking for that phenomena, asking to bridge a connection, asking to bridge this energy and this beautiful, beautiful vibration through. When we say to the universe, when we ask them and we tell them, hey, you know, this is what I'm needing or what I'm looking for. When we can ask for things that we're needing, they love to provide. They love to remind us that they're there and that they're present. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, our loved ones want nothing more than to bridge that connection and to remind us that they're there and they're with us all the time. And I think that's one of the most important messages that I can get. Well, it is hard to believe, but our show is just about over and it flew by today. I cannot wait to connect in with you all next week. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your brilliant time and energy and your vibration with me today. And I'm so glad to have you on this journey with me, tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. You can join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, I'm excited. I'm going to be actually talking with an animal communicator, Lindsay Bodkin, Lady Lightbird, as she is called. And you'll get a chance to kind of hear the way that she works with spirit and those furry four-legged loved ones of ours. Have a great week, everyone. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe. And thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.